Under the Hood podcast with me, Jonathan Hood. Thanks so much for being with us. American Gigolo is available now on Showtime. You watch every Sunday. I do it every Sunday episodically. We've got not just Jada from The Shy, but we've got Lizzie from American Gigolo. Yolanda Ross joins us here, actress, producer, director, right here with me, Jonathan Hood. Yolanda, thanks so much for giving us some of your time.
Hey, how are you?
Doing very well. How's life for you right now?
It's pretty great. Yeah, it's great. I mean, just coming off The Shy, American Gigolo starting up, it's great.
What's so great is that Lizzie is being introduced now in the second episode of American Gigolo. First of all, tell me about Lizzie. What, now that she's appeared, what can we expect?
I mean, you know, Lizzie's like the voice of reason. She keeps it real at all times. And she's sort of like, you know, since you see where, like, she owns the building that that Julian moves into. So she's got eyes. She sees what goes on. But she's also silent, you know, quiet.
Mm-hmm.
She moves quietly. And, I feel like she's going to be somebody that he just ends up trusting and is like the quiet... the quiet bestie, the quiet something like that, you know, like the one person he can trust out of everybody in his world these days.
Yeah, so I think about Julian Kane, and I think about what's happening here with John Bernthal, the actor. I mean, I want to know what it is for you. What's it like to work with him?
Yo, John is the reason I wanted the job. I mean, he's amazing to work with. He's just so real, so alive, like in the moment when you're doing things, and keeps you on your toes and just easy and fun. You know, like we made up stuff in the moment. You know, we made a whole, I guess, background for these people in the moment. And that's really lovely. To, like, you know, go through stuff and want to work on stuff in that way.
So I saw him, Yolanda, on We Own This City with a Baltimore accent. And I saw him on Hulu with the Bear with a Chicago accent. This guy has got it all going for him right now, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. He sure does.
Julian Kane. Also, we come to find out, I mean, everyone's attracted to him, whether it's guys that want to be around him, whether it's women that want to be with them, and dogs too. There's a dog. There's a dog right behind him.
Well, you know what? That's really his dog.
Really?
That's John's dog. So such a sweetheart. Such a sweetheart. Like, follows John around like a puppy, but not a puppy.
I just think that's really awesome. So, you know, to get prepared to watch American Gigolo, I had to watch the movie again. And watching,
I did too.
Yeah. So, but did you watch it before you got the opportunity to work on this cast?
Yeah, I mean, I watched it when I got the job because it was like I knew the movie, I remembered the movie, but all I really remembered was, you know, Richard Gere, 80s male prostitute. I didn't remember what the story was.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I went back and watched it, and I was like, oh, yeah, Bill Duke and all that stuff. And it was like, oh, interesting. So I hadn't gotten the script yet, so I didn't know the full story of the series. But it was interesting to see that, okay, so we're picking it up with this part. Like, the actual killing happened, but the setup happened, but who set him up? That's, you know, that's where we're running with it. And going back in time. So it's really also very interesting to see where Julian Kane came from, who he was, how he got into this. Because in the movie, I mean, you have like an hour and a half, you know, maybe 2 hours. You could put all that in there, but, you know, in the 80s film, they focused on this part of his life. They didn't go into, you know, how he got into it and everything. So it was interesting with the show, you know, where you can do that. That's, you know, kind of like the luxury of it. You can, like, deepen the character by giving them a beginning.
I just like the idea so far that it's not rushed. Yolanda. Like, we're able to really find out more about Julian Kay and his background. And he walks around, still has that top button like a prisoner. So he hasn't let go of that yet with that same blue shirt. And it's just like, you know, you can relax a little bit. There's a scene where he opens up his shirt at some point when he's looking at his suits. But he still has that kind of prisoner feel and can't break away from that after all the time of being in jail.
So 15 years, I'm sure that doesn't come off easily.
Yeah. So that doesn't. And then on top of that, to be able to see a cast with you, with Wayne Brady, with Rosie O'Donnell, Gretchen Mol's part of this as well. I mean, it's something. You're starting to see more of Wayne Brady, and obviously Rosie O'Donnell, she's trying to take it over.
Oh, my gosh. She's, you know, I hate to say, not to take anything away from John, but I love Rosie on the show. Like, I think she's so good. She's so dry. I love her haircut. Like, I just love everything about that character.
You see someone like Rosie, who is doing talk shows for a long time, did stand-up. You forget about the acting chops. It's a believable character where she, like you said, dry, straight through, you know, straight ahead. She's on a mission. You know, you can really get into the character from her standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely can. But at the same time, you know, with her dry sarcasm and everything, she still, you get the feeling that she cares. She wants to really find out, not just because of her job, but like, who did this to this guy? You know? Mm-hmm. So that really comes through. I love her performance in it.
Yolanda, is Lizzie interested in Julian?
I don't know.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. Julian interested in Lizzie?
Come on.
See.
You could tell me. I'm a big fan.
I could, but I can't.
All I know is that I saw you all sharing a cigarette together. So I just thought.
Yeah, we share things throughout the season. I mean, it's fun watching the two of them together. I think they're good. You know, they're good. They're good together. I'm not going to say anything else.
You just have a way about you that all of a sudden you're in a relationship, just like on The Chi. We just completed the season of the award-winning Chi. You can see that on Showtime as well. I just thought, Yolanda, just some great storytelling, just how Jada has evolved. How do you look at Jada from the beginning to where she is right now? I just think the way that your character has evolved is just, I think it's amazing.
It is. I mean, I'm glad that they, you know, allowed her to deepen and not just to see her taking care of other people, but to take care of herself. And then others come in and help take care of her, you know, because I feel like as a Black woman, you know, portraying that Black woman that we all know, you know, somewhere in life, your aunt, your sister, your mother, your friend, that woman in the neighborhood who's just holding it all down all the time. It's, we never really get to know these people, you know, and then to know the downsides, the things that they're dealing with, to know the personal things they're dealing with, to see finally some happiness. That to me was like, it was such a breath of fresh air this year. I was so happy. Like, it's so funny because it's not me. It's like, I'm looking at these pictures, looking at videos of the wedding, and I'm like, wow, I'm so happy for them, you know? So, and that's what I've been hearing from people. Like, everybody's like super rooting for this to work, you know? And I, you don't know what they're going to write, but I'm really happy that she had that happy day with somebody that she'd been through ups and downs with, who looked like they've gotten it together. You know, grown up, but also knew that that was also the love of his life, Darnell. So, yeah, I mean, I'm happy for her. Very happy.
To see your character be able to make Darnell cry meant a lot to me because you broke him down. That's what you did. You did because as a Black man or just as men in general, we don't like to show emotion. We keep it in. That's why we get sick, right? We don't want to let it out. And so the idea that he was able to humble himself in front of you, I think that that said a lot. There's so many layers to this past season of the Shy, but I think that that resonated with me most is like, yeah, you know what? I was that player. I was out there with all these different women. I thought I was fly with my, you know, my little headset and everything, but he humbled himself in front of you and got serious about the relationship.
Yeah, that was really beautiful. You know, it's so funny, while shooting that, I didn't know how I was going to react. I didn't cry. Mm-hmm. But it was so interesting to watch him, you know, tear up in front of me. And you know, it's like my head was Yolanda in the audience. My head was also Jada in the moment. And just all the, I guess all the love and everything, because then our son is there, you know, at the wedding, and just all those elements. It was just very interesting and kind of surreal in the moment of it, but really beautiful to see on screen that these people made it, you know, that they made it, that somebody is having joy in life, because there's so much going against us these days. It's crazy.
If nothing else, this tells me how complicated love is. That's what I got out of this season.
Yeah, and you know what? And that's the beauty of the season, because, you know, Lena talked about it in our, like, recap of the season, where, you know, they wanted to show different kinds of love and to show, you know, how messy it can be. I mean, I get kind of annoyed or aggravated with people who, you know, say things online, because it's a funny thing. Like, when you get people get online, they just feel like they can say whatever. And maybe, you know, maybe you don't need to say everything online. You know what I mean?
Right,
but
right.
It's like, we know common sense wise that no, things don't really happen A, B, C, D. Like, it just doesn't. It just doesn't. You know, there's always something thrown in there that throws you, and you just, like, you got to bounce back, figure it out, move forward. That's called life. And in this particular show, I mean, it's not a half hour sitcom where everything is happy. It's not that, mm-hmm. You know, this is like a reality, you know, check kind of show. So we're trying to show drama, life, all of it, you know, for every kind of person out there. Because every kind of person feels love or wants love, and we're showing that. So I thought it was, you know, I thought it was great that, like, I want to say, like, one of my favorite moments out of this season, mm-hmm. was seeing Tiff hang with Keisha, and then in the same night, this is the Valentine's Day episode, same night, same outfit, take the pants off,
yeah,
and go over to Emmett and try and, like, pull Emmett. And I was like, yo, that is a super real moment. That is it's so ugly and messy, but it's so real,
yes.
You know? And I don't know, it was something about her just wearing the same exact clothes but thinking to take the pants off. Like, that, to me, that one thing was like everything to me in that episode, because I was like, shoot, that's it. That's what we do.
And that is,
you know?
And that is reality. I've been there. The idea that, you know, you broke it off with someone, but she just wants to find out whether or not you still have love for her. Just, you're going to test mm-hmm. the love one more time. And that is messy.
Gotta test it.
that is messy, but that is a part of love also, right?
Yeah, it's a part of love. It's part of your ego. It's part of hurt. Yeah, it's part of all of it, you know, because you're doing that thing for all of those reasons. Ego, love, sadness, hurt. Like, all of that is in that moment.
She just tried to pull it one more time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just one more time. And it's more or less for ego's sake, because, I mean, you already with somebody. So, you know, what's going to happen? Like, what if he did do something? Then what? It's not like you're trying to get back with him.
Right. Exactly.
You know, so, yeah, it's messy. It's messy.
So, as an actress, as a producer, director, you've done so many things. Tell me, what do you want to do next? What's next for you? What do you want to accomplish?
My own project. Like, literally, that is it. Like, getting these jobs are great. But I write, so it's getting my films out there. It's getting my TV series out there. That's what I'm focused on.
Okay. And how soon will that be?
I'm shooting one next year. Like, at this point, you know, everything just comes down to money. Money.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of times we don't see value in us. Other people don't see value in our stories. And they don't want to put money up, you know, correct money anyway. And that's something that's been a holdup with some of my projects. So at this point, like, I'm shooting something next summer in Chicago that, you know, I'm just financing, and then also people in Chicago helping to finance so I can just get it out, get it done. Because, like, when I create stuff, it is, the story's for us. There are ways that we need to see ourselves that I still don't see us, you know. And there's something to say about that, because the more we don't see ourselves in various ways, the more other people can say, well, that doesn't sell, or that doesn't whatever, and then not put money behind them. So it's a really, it's a vicious cycle.
There's been an increase in that, but it's still not enough, right?
It's totally not enough.
And so that's a big statement. And I know that we have a long way to go to see our faces out there more often, not just on screen, but behind the scenes as well.
All kinds of ways. I mean, because we can do everything. Not some things, everything.
So on your next project, I'm sure, can I be like Man in the Diner? I just want to be like in the background, just like dude in the diner. No speaking parts.
Dude that walks by.
Yes. I'll be in the credits as dude that walks by on the street. I could do that for you. Film here, in this world-class city of Chicago, you come to the right place, because this is so spread out. It's a great city. So I just want to be like the guy that's walking across the street.
I'll see what I can do, Jonathan. I'll talk to the director.
See? How about that, Shay? I'm in a movie. You see that? I'm a Yolanda Ross movie right there. As Man in the Diner, or just a guy that's walking down the street. It's awesome. I'm in.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. We'll make it work.
Listen, it's about representation, right?
Yeah.
Put a brother on. That's what I say. I'll take the per diem just to walk across the street. I'll do that.
I'll hold you to that.
Of course. I'll be glad to. Anything to get out of the studio, as I do this sports radio show all the time. To get out to work with you would be awesome.
Oh, that would be great. Well, let's see what we can do.
Okay. Yeah. Yolanda Ross is in American Gigolo, available now on Showtime. If you haven't watched it, catch up with it. I'll watch it episodically like I do week after week. And, of course, The Chi is already out for this past season. Check it out. Yolanda Ross, as always. My friend, I'm glad you spent some time with me in Chicago.
Yeah, no, me too. It's always good to talk with you.
Thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yolanda Ross with us here on the Under the Hood podcast. Thanks so much for downloading the podcast and checking us out right here on Under the Hood with Jonathan Hood.
The Cap of J Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka, at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!